This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Hijr, Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah said, verily, it is we who have sent down the dhikr, which is the Quran, and surely we will guard it. Guard it from corruption, change, and so on. This protection is not only for the words, but also for the meanings, the explanations, and their practice. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to pray. He said, Aqimus Salah. Now, it's not only those two words which are protected. It is the whole method of Salah, how it is to be done, which is not in the Quran. The method is not in the Quran. The method is in the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we call Wahi Ghair Matlu, the Wahi which is not recited. The tilawat is not done in the salah, but this is also wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, pray as you have seen me pray, and he taught us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the words, and he also preserved the meanings of those words. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the story of Iblis and his arrogance, which led to his banishment, and he promised to lead us astray. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan illa man tabi'aka min al-ghawin. Allah said, certainly you will have no authority over my slaves except those who follow you of the ghawun, of the people who are mushrikeen and who go astray and who do all kinds of evil things. So it is very important to understand that when we seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give this protection. This shows us the importance of seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always be among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called ibadi, my slaves. And that is the result of complete and total submission and strict obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Selective obedience is disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, he mentioned, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And if you would count the graces, the blessings of Allah, you could never be able to count them. And truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving and most merciful, and subhanAllah, we know that the whole Quran is true, but some ayat really strike you, and this is one of them. There is no way that we can possibly even enumerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let alone thanking him for them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned an ayat of great hope. He said, Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibatan wa lanajziyannahum ajrahum bi ahsani ma kanu ya'malun. Whoever does righteous deeds, whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he or she is a true believer. So two things are required, Iman and good deeds, Iman and Amal Salih. Verily to him we will give a beautiful life in this world with respect and contentment and lawful provision. And we shall pay them on the Day of Judgment certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do. Now that means that if there is one deed which we did which is really supremely beautiful, which Allah accepted, Allah will reward us for all our good deeds in keeping with the reward that is meant for that one good deed. SubhanAllah, just think about that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allah ma'al ladina taqaw wal ladina hum muhsinun. The last ayat of Surah An-Nahl. Truly Allah is with those who have his taqwa and who are muhsinun, who do good and who try to do their best in everything that they do. Now this is the ayat where we have to understand that if we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with us, to help us and to protect us and to accept our dua, then we have to look at our own amal and see, am I worthy of this? Allah promised to do it. Allah said, Allah is with those who have taqwa and ihsan. It is for us to get ourselves among those who have taqwa and ihsan. No taqwa, no ihsan, no ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want Allah to be with us, then we have to have taqwa and ihsan. To be concerned only and only about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and nothing else, and to do that and to work for that to to the best of our ability, to the level of Ihsan. We ask Allah to make it easy for us and to accept it from us and to forgive our shortcomings. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.